Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Michelle Berquist, your host today of Women Who Lead. And with that, I am delighted and actually kind of it's painful today. We're going to be talking about, as our title, From Pain to Empowerment, A Path to Leadership. And boy, that's a mouthful. But more importantly, our leading lady today is incredible and amazing from everything I know about her. And I think we're in for quite the story and the viewpoints and the lessons here on pain to empowerment. So it's my pleasure to introduce our leading lady, who is Tarnique Balloon, and she is a transformational empowerment mentor, and she also is a speaker and an author and a trainer and just one incredible guru. So Tarnique, I know there's more to you. Say hello to all of our listeners.
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. It's lovely to be with you. Hi, everyone.
Oh my gosh, and you've got to just hit it right off the start, girl. Where are you from with that lovely, I do believe, am I catching it right, Australian accent? Is that correct?
That's accurate, yes. I grew up in way out in the country in New South Wales, Australia, on a property, a big property outside of, way out, not in the outback, not as far as the outback, but on the way to the outback.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine what it was like to, like, even see the outback because, you know, we're in the United States. I've never been out of the U.S., which is pretty sad, but that's another story.
Right.
I want to talk today. Yeah, I know. We'll go there another day. But talk to me a little bit about this pain to empowerment. You know, where did this come from? I know you've got quite a background and, you know, an experience. Can you kind of share where we're coming up with this whole history and kind of focus on a pain to, you know, from pain
yeah.
to empowerment?
Yeah, thank you, Michelle. I started off as a sports medicine physiotherapist many years ago, and that was I trained as a physiotherapist and specialized in sports medicine. And what I found as I was working with all these wonderful athletes and healing people, that there was a wisdom and intelligence in the body to heal itself that was beyond, I always thought, what I was doing and beyond what maybe the prescription I was giving them or maybe the tablets they were taking or whatever. But slowly over time of working with athletes and the general public, I found that the body had this innate intelligence. So, and one of the ways I discovered that is as I was working with people and using my hands, because I had very healing hands, I discovered you might have come in with a sore knee and I'm working on your neck, or a sore neck and I'm working on your knee, or in the belly or something. And people would say, well, what are you doing there? And I go, oh, and I'd make up a mental reason because I actually didn't know initially. But over time, my intuitiveness developed into my whole body, and I started to recognize that I was following the guidance of the body. Because the body was speaking to me, so I was following that guidance. And since then, I've learned to become intuitive through my whole body. So I actually do phone sessions and video sessions and things, so I actually don't have to put my hands on people anymore. But the body does speak. It's very strong if we allow it to, if we take the time to do that.
Well, I'm curious, I mean, from the standpoint of, let's say, because, you know, our show focuses on women, you know, what is it that you see most of the time with women who are busy, we're juggling a lot as business leaders or professional women or career women? It's like, what do women seem to not pay attention to as it relates to pain and what they should, you know, kind of recognize that you might have some suggestions for?
Yeah, no, great question. Thank you. Usually women, I'm in that category where, you know, women who are busy, I've got a reoccurring pain or anxiety or something turning up that I'll tend to push down, or I'll be, you know, I'm overthinking and I'm over worrying about something, and I'll tend to get tight and tense about it, or I'll be, you know, I'm juggling too much and I'm over responsible, I'm giving too much. So what happens is that tension in the body, there's a contraction that happens when we overgive, overdo, when we're disconnected, when we're not finding time to stop and create some pleasure or feel deeper into our being, into our deeper self. Because I really feel the path to true leadership is revealing your true self. And often all these things where I've got pain, I'm busy, I've got not enough time, I don't have enough money, I can't take that time out to take care of myself, you live out of a certain way of being. And we're such a society that honors, the doing, the achieving, and we disconnect. There's a disconnect from the body. So a lot of women I see, there's a disconnect from a deeper connection into their body so they can listen to it. And we can only listen to the body when we slow down, which is why meditation has taken off so much. But there's a deeper level, even beyond meditation, I believe, of this wisdom that's housed in the body. And, we as women need, if we want to be, really, if we want to move, you know, there's a big movement right now. I mean, the Me Too movement, the women, there is this expanding of the feminine. The elements of the feminine are becoming revealed. We're saying we don't want to live through the elements of the masculine anymore so much. We need both. I'm not saying one's better than the other. But we as women leaders, if we want to be truly deeply of service, is we need to come back home to ourselves first so we can then stand up and lead.
Not
leading like the men lead, but leading from this new place.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, this is a bigger question, just kind of backing up on the history. You know, I know you've got crazy credentials on being a physiotherapist, but how, you know, in being an intuitive, and you said it, I kind of like realized I have this natural talent. Is there a science behind this, you know, Tarni? Is it something that you just learned through trial and just having this gift? Or tell us a little bit about, you know, how you have now made this into what you really focus on, and you're extremely good at it. We've even had one of our staff members that have worked with you, one of our leaders in CWI. Mm. So, and she's raved about you. So I'm curious, how did you, you know, become the expert at this that you are? Feel the force? I hope that wasn't the case.
Yes, no. Well, you know, I think it came out of my own. It did come from, you know, working with clients, and people were getting better, patients, clients, I called them patients then, now I call them clients, but that they were getting better, and it was like, this isn't all me. And I think as a young child, I do remember, you know, I do have, I'm remembering more things like, I did have a connection. But the science for me was learning physiotherapy, doing the sports medicine. I actually could, if you came in with a knee problem, I can still do it, or a shoulder problem. I actually can see into the body. I do see, I can see the structure. And then it just meant moving from the physical and mental world into the emotional and spiritual world. So starting to understand bodies more of how they were holding things emotionally. And then, you know, what was the energetics or the spirituality in a sense of consciousness, expanding consciousness. You know, what was, there's an energetic here that, so the science behind it is, it, and there's a lot of science behind it now. I mean, that the mindfulness is really showing that our feelings and thoughts can really make us well or sick. I mean, our traumas that we've experienced do get lodged in the body. The body will hang on to things that it's experienced that it hasn't processed. And so that's what I was, I had my hands on people, and then they, you know, I'm trying to treat a sore shoulder, and they're crying and telling me about their relationship, and it's like, So that then motivated me to go and do my training and get my master's in spiritual psychology, and then from there I went on to do my somatic and deeper, my movement and deeper training around the, you know, the deeper body language. So, there is a real science. There's lots of research showing that things get trapped in our body. They cause a contraction. So there's biochemical reactions to our mental and emotional stimuli in every cell in the body. And there's people like Dr. Candace Pert have done work, Mark Lumley. There's a number of people that have Dr. Joe Dispenza, I think some people might have heard of him. He's sort of out and about right now. So there's lots of research showing that our body houses the unconscious. So when you bring your attention into the body, you can uncover what's there unconsciously, bring it to consciousness so you can heal it. Otherwise, it just festers and it causes issues, illnesses, sicknesses, all sorts of things. And not that we don't have that. I mean, I've done my work for a long time, and I still will get the, you know, cold that's going around. We're still in the human body, so this isn't, it's never perfected, but you can live. I could say I'm much healthier now at 60 than I probably was at 25.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and I've got tons of questions for you, girl. You know, we've only got limited time, but I'm just like, this is fascinating. I know I can hear some of our listeners and our audience that are those, let's call them pragmatics, right, where they're thinking, oh, right, you know, this is transformational. It's like, it's kind of woo-woo. Not like traditional medicine. But, you know, everything today, I think, is about, you know, this alternative, the alternative approach to being healthy and being a better individual. What's your take on the idea that there might be some listeners out there who say, hey, this is a little too, you know, too airy-fairy for me, because I know how life-changing it can be from knowing you and some people that have probably gone through something similar with you, one of them that I know worked with you.
Right. So thank you. That's a good question. And I came from a very pragmatic, I came from the medical model. You know, my family, it's in my family. I grew up in a very, on a property that was very about, very pragmatic, very physical, very what I call masculine in the physical mental plane. Medicine, unfortunately, used to encompass all, and it's gone very, you know, it's got to be evidence-based. And so, and there's a real calling. And it's not just in our medical world. It's actually in our world, Michelle, to return to the holistic approach. So it's not one or the other. There's not, and some people just go all alternative, and they really need, you know, Western medicine and vice versa. So there's not, but it's about not negating, not saying, well, I'm just going to take that pill and I'll fix it. So I'm going to give you a very quick example. A friend of mine, there was four of them, went out to dinner. Three of them have diabetes and one doesn't. They're all related. The two that had diabetes, two of them take tablets and just eat whatever they want. One doesn't take tablets but watches what he does eat, but not completely. And the other one has no diabetes at all because she completely looks after her diet and health and whatever. So that's where I feel, you know, diabetes as an example can be totally reversed. Well, I don't know about totally reversed, but there's lots of science around reversing it, and you can actually really help yourself. And that's not my world, but necessarily, although I have worked with people with diabetes, of, you know, coming back and listening deeply to their body. So, but it's just a pill, a surgery, an exercise sometimes isn't the answer. Sometimes it's something deeply lodged in the body that needs to be reversed. So someone I talked to today, she actually was a client I had this morning. She's always tense. Well, she could have massages for the next 200 years, and while she'd feel better, it's never going to release, because deep down there is this young self that's always hypervigilant because of the family. So she's always in that contracted state. Subliminally, in an unconscious way, she's always in a contracted state. She's always, you know, she's always on edge. She's always trying to get it right, do it properly, make sure everybody hears her, make sure she does the right thing. And that creates a state of tension, as does, well, no, I'm in charge here. I'm going to get it, and I'm not going to listen to anyone else. I'm right. That also, you know, so it's like, it's really the holistic approach. Is this making sense, Michelle?
Gosh, it totally does. And it's like, it gets me more excited just because how many women, you know, Tarni, that I come across every day that just feel like perfection, you know, gotta keep up with the Joneses. I've mm-hmm. gotta, you know, do everything right in my business, or it's like I gotta mm-hmm. say the right things and do the right things. And there's so much pressure on that. And, you know, I have to say I don't have all the answers, but I think what would be really great for our listeners is for you to kind of, I know you kind of presented this to us, is to kind of walk us through for our listeners' benefit of what would be kind of like a process you would do with somebody. I mean, how does it work? It's like, what do you do with someone when you said before you don't actually touch people now? Because you can work with anybody anywhere. Is that correct?
Yes. I work with people all over the world. Yes.
Yeah, so can you walk us through a little bit of
that? Because it's not about, yes, I'd love to take you through a little process. And it's not, and it's because this work is not about me doing anything to you. It's about you waking up inside of you, parts of you that are dormant or you're not aware of, so you can live a life that where there's more freedom, there's more joy, there's more availability, you've got more choice. So what you just described and the signs and some of the signs and symptoms that I see of my clients, you know, depressed, fatigued, in pain, just constantly just exhausted, trying to make it all work. And certainly I've been through this journey. And that's why I love my silent retreats I was telling you about earlier. If I take time to just step back a bit, more can just, I don't have to be in so much control of everything or get so upset about everything. So let's go through a process. So if you're listening, and including you, Michelle, we just take a minute to just get comfortable and take a nice big deep breath. So I have a body freedom, what I call embodiment process. It's an 8-step process, and I'm just going to take you through a little bit of that right now. We'll just introduce you to it. So you just breathe into your body, which most people, if you're doing some kind of yoga, exercise, meditation, movement of, you know, doing something, connecting into your body, or taking care of your body in some way, most of us recognize that the breath, you know, you get a bit anxious, you know you need to take a few deep breaths. So breath is sort of the key. So just taking a nice breath and just placing your hand somewhere where you feel your breath reaching. And if your breath, wherever it's reaching, wherever you're placing your hand, whether it be on your throat, your chest, your belly, your lower belly, and just take another couple of breaths. And with each breath, just try and bring yourself a little bit more attentive to the breath and bring it a little lower into your body. And you're just feeling, you're getting a sense of feeling what's present inside. So many of us want to disconnect from what's inside. We don't want to feel, or it's too uncomfortable to feel, or if you're in pain or stressed or you're in that voice of doing, and I certainly know that one, it won't let you go in to feel what's inside. But if you could just feel your breath, you know, moving through your body, each breath you're going to take is going to take it a little bit lower down into your lower belly. And just feel a sense of maybe beginning to connect to the inside, feeling what's there. And the piece that I love to do, and this comes from me, and some of you it'll be a bigger move, some will be big, some will be more little, but it's starting to move the body. Maybe rocking the body. If you're sitting, you might begin to just gently move your pelvis. Start to begin to feel your tailbone move and all the way up your spine and all the way down your spine. So just feel that fluid movement. So you're gently moving your body. I like to think of it as a piece of seaweed. And if your shoulders move, so you're starting to get a sense of inhabiting your body. So as you breathe, so it's taking time to be quiet, to be a little more still, to just feel into what it's like to just stop for a minute. And then you're going to there's a couple more steps I have with the body freedom process that are a little bit more, I go to a place of finding a safe place in your body and exploring the pain that you're having or the upset or what's present, maybe some trauma, upset, and it could be a relationship, money, but the pain is always an indicator. It's the unconscious way of the body saying that there's something there. But actually, let's just take a minute to just place your hand somewhere where you might be feeling or holding pain. And you're going to breathe into this. You're just going to breathe into that area. And you're going to actually bring your breath. I'm going to invite you to move your breath around the area. So not right into it. You're not trying to get rid of it. You're not trying to get, you're actually just inviting it. You're being present to it. And then one of the things I do in my process is then we go in and explore what that pain is about and what's the voice or what's the message, what's there, and there's a number of ways of doing that. And so for the listeners, if they'd like to do that, you can go and journal, write, or pick different colored pencils, pens. You can even dialogue, speak it out. There's a number of ways of exploring that. But just as you just breathe right now, all we're doing right now is just connecting to that. And then I would invite you to just go to a little bit lower down with your breath, if you can reach your breath to your lower belly. So one of the things I like to do is move underneath the pain. So I'm going, we're going past the pain, we've acknowledged it. We're going to drop deep into the lower belly and sit in that place of groundedness, of maybe attention or connectedness or a sense of feeling like you're starting to inhabit yourself. I know for some people, if you're just doing this for the first time, it's a little challenging, but as you practice, it's like, oh. So a lot of people talk about going up and out and expanding. Well, I actually talk about coming down and in and expanding from this grounded sense of you being, because we are in the human body. So can I just really be present down to my tailbone, down to my lower belly, and breathing, and it's that place where you can start to feel the stillness. You maybe start to feel a different shift. There's a different awareness of some other things you get. I often get messages here. You can invite, you know, what do I need to know right now? What am I needing? So it's a really beautiful place to inhabit. So if the listeners, those of you listening, it's breathing into your body, bringing your breath and attention into and finding your breath down, down into your lower belly, and you're feeling underneath or around the pain. And you can explore that as you're going through this process. We can just drop down and say, oh, there I am. What is it that I need right now? So, Michelle, as I say that, and we're just going to wrap this up, is that what are you sensing? What are you aware of? Just for the listeners to get a little feedback from someone else.
It's like, well, first of all, you know, just seriously, Tarni, the whole being relaxed and kind of being present is very difficult for me. So that's one thing. I was like, wow, you know, having a better sense of my surroundings. And then I don't know, because again, I've never been through this. So this is a first for me, to all of our listeners, to know this is my first experience. Is the other one is just a sense of peace in a different way. Like my mind just started to, I felt like my mind relaxed a little bit, you know, because I'm pretty much a hyper, you know, type A person, or I'm like, I got to do what I got to do and I got to get it done and everybody get out of my way. So that part, I was just like, wow, I felt a little sense of peace. And now I'm right back to me being, you know, the A driver. So how do you have people keep that sense, you know, once you
I'm doing this exercise. I mean, obviously I work with people. I have classes. I have a number of things that I offer, but one of them is to teach. My work is to teach or guide people to do this for yourself, because this is the only person that can really do this. And so, I have a CD, for instance, that takes you through this process. But it's practice. The big piece about this is practicing it every day. It's taking time every day to find the peace. So when you do that, Michelle, and I'm going to, if I just work with you just a little bit more on this, because of the listeners will help, this might help integrate some of this. When you find peace, you're actually finding the opposite of the doer, driver, the A-type. That's one side of you, but that's not all of who you are. We've been talking about holistic. That's one side of you. But if you've got a core, you know, yin and yang, positive, negative, hot and cold, whatever, you know, black and dark and night, you know, there's always an opposite to everything. So what I'm hearing is that peaceful part, if you give it time, it gives it a chance to express, and honestly, that's where your true power is. We think it's in the doing and the busy and got to get things done and get out of my way. Been there, know that. I know that personally. And when I own this other side of me, I am way more productive. I get more clients. I get more money flows. Things work out. There's a synchronicity. When I'm just living out of at one side of that opposite, that's when things get chaotic. That's when I get ungrounded. That's when stuff goes off the rails.
Wow. And, you know, I think what captured me was the holistic approach, right? Because, you know, we are so centered on, you know, the society that focuses on moving forward, you know, propel, like next step. Mm-hmm. It's like never stop, never sleep. It's like no balance. And, you know, first of all, your voice is very calming. I'll give you that. That's like an A++. But also just how you took people through. So I want to have our listeners know, how, if they want to reach you, how do you want people to reach you, Tarni? I know you've got, you said your CD. I think I misspoke earlier. You are working on your book, right? You are working on being an author. I apologize for that. I just put it out
no,
there.
I've already, I've already been an author of a book. I have already authored
a
compilation,
okay.
A compilation book, yeah. I'm just, you know, I've not done my own book. I'm actually working on my own 100% me, the next book.
That's super fun and super stressful all at the same time, right? Getting your own book done. I know how that is. I love it. Well, how do you want people to reach you? And I know you mentioned a CD and some other things, so tell our listeners how they can find you or get your stuff if they're so inclined.
So the best way, what I would recommend, is go to tarnifaloon.com/gift. And I'm assuming you'll have my name up, so I'm not going to. Do I need to spell my name?
No, we'll have a link to the site website.
So tarnifaloon.com/gift. You'll get the first. So thank you. You'll get the first track of my CD, which will take you through a little bit of what we just did. It's about 10 minutes, and I did it short deliberately because we're all busy, and that's sometimes all the time you have. And then there's also an offer there to do at a really discounted rate. A one-off session with me to explore, you know, what you could do next, where you could go further with it. You can also just go to my website, tarnifaloon.com, and there's a lot of information about there. There's an events page that'll show you where you can find me. I've got a workshop this weekend in Los Angeles. If anybody's, I've still got a few spaces left. So, and I would offer to this group. But you'd have to email me the discounted rate, the early bird rate, because at the moment it's gone up to the full rate. But if someone mentions CWI when they – or they can email me at tarni@tarnifaloon.com and just say, hey, you know, I want to know more about what I've talked about or the workshop or, this, you know, the gift or whatever. So I'm available three different ways.
Well, we'll have those links up. And, I mean, gosh, we're not done yet because I'm curious for you how you see, you know, what's the future of you? I mean, do you work only with individuals? Are you looking to expand and grow beyond you? Or how do you kind of, how can you paint the picture for even a lot of our listeners that are entrepreneurs? Because you've been in business a long time. What's kind of the goal for you over the next few years?
So great question. I've got a big smile on my face. So I've worked a lot with individuals over the years. I do, you know, retreats and workshops. But my deep, if I move deep down into my lower belly, my deep passion is really to help this world transform and activate the elements of the feminine. And when I say that, I just get a little choked up. I'm really committed. My path, and that's why I'm writing my book, and I want to do more sort of, I want to reach out more to groups and bigger audiences for women particularly, but men need this too because men have been, you know, men have lost their feminine, elements of the feminine, but bringing that back so they can live a more life of their truth, so they can lead from that place so we can have a healthier planet because our planet is so desperate, so desperate. Our world is so desperate for this. So that's my deeper calling, my deeper mission.
I love it. Well, you know, and I'm curious because, you know, in our association, we spend a lot of time interacting with corporate America, you know, career women, corporate women, working for somebody else. You know, two questions. Like, do you see any difference of what women's kind of like issues are and how they benefit from what you walk them through versus men? Like, what are the differences? Do all of us as a gender have the same needs, or is there a difference between men and women from what you see and experience?
So ultimately, at the bottom, great question. No, we're exactly the same. We all need to house, you know, we've got both elements of masculine, feminine, you know, we're givers and receivers, we're doers and we're dreamers or whatever. We've all, some of us are more, you know, visionaries and some of us are more do the detailed work or whatever. But at the bottom line, underneath at the base, we're all basically looking for and wanting to be loved and to love and not just love, but, you know, be supported, be appreciated, be seen, be heard. And that goes for both ways. But women, you come from it from a different way from women than to men, because there's a different men you've got to come through. They're, you know, and the men I often see are anxious. They're lost, they have no purpose. For the women, it could be relationships, it could be, so actually the men too, but there's stuff going on and things aren't, you know, they're not feeling like they're not living with joy, they're not living with any deliciousness in their life. They've lost that, they've been very functional. And I had a woman who was a client very quickly who was an exec at Disney. And when we worked together, after we worked together, she came because her kid wasn't doing well and she knew that she had to look after herself. Her team became the top team. She got a whole year's wages, a bonus in her, as her way, the same, the bonus was equivalent to her year wages. Her boss, who didn't like her, turned around and was her best advocate. And that was all because she did her own work. Nothing else. She didn't do anything else. Didn't change anything else, and she just got, you get rewarded. So, but she needed to come through that angle because she was, you know, her relationships weren't working. The men might come because life, you know, they're anxious, they're tight, they're tired, they've got a lot of pain, and they're just stuck.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.